A sandbox is a replica of the production organization that allows administrators and developers to develop code, test configuration changes, and train in a separate organization without compromising data. It is completely isolated from the production organization, so changes that Tanya makes in the sandbox will not affect the production organization, and vice versa. Tanya can create a new sandbox or refresh an existing one to see the customizations made to her production organization since the last time she refreshed the sandbox. She can deploy changes from the sandbox to the production organization. Sandboxes are updated with new features approximately 2 weeks before each Salesforce release. This allows users to preview new features before they are released to production orgs. To create, activate, refresh, and delete sandboxes, Tanya needs the Manage Sandboxes permission. If she has the Modify All Data permission, she will automatically get the Manage Sandboxes permission. A change set is not automatically deployed when it is uploaded to the target organization. Tanya can validate a change set without deploying the changes, which will allow her to view the success or failure messages that are received with an actual deploy. Once validated, Tanya can deploy the changes to production. A change set is deployed in a single transaction. If the deployment is unable to complete for any reason, the entire transaction is rolled back. After a deployment completes successfully, all changes are committed to the organization and the change set can't be rolled back. Tanya can view the deployment history of change sets by navigating to Deployment Status under Setup. Tanya can choose which tests to run when deploying or validating an inbound change set in production or sandbox with the help of Test Options. These options provide the flexibility in how much testing is done to achieve quality and code coverage requirements, and can reduce execution time in a deployment. The default option keeps the default behavior for all tests. This means in sandbox, no tests are executed, and in production, all local tests are executed only if the change sets contain Apex classes or triggers. The Run Local Tests option runs all tests in an organization, except the ones that originate from installed managed packages. This test level is the default for production deployments that include Apex classes or triggers. The Run All Tests option runs all tests in an organization, including tests of managed packages. The Run Specified Tests option, as the name suggests, runs the specified tests, which are provided in a comma-separated list. This feature is available from Winter 16 in both Lightning Experience and Salesforce Classic.